Leora's Batman Lego figure alarm goes off at 6, knowing good and well she's going to snooze it and sleep in to 6:45 and scramble to get ready for school. That starts at 8 o'clock, by the way.
You know the point of snoozing an alarm clock is to sleep?
No, duh.
Yet every day you berate me into waking up earlier, and then I sleep through first period.
Maybe I'm not the problem. Just a thought, though.
Dude, just let me sleep in.
For a rich kid, your attitude is real cheap.
Okay, so die.
Leora finally rolls out of bed and practices basic hygiene. She showers. I know, surprising. Yet still looks disheveled as she throws on a black off-the-shoulder t-shirt, that's huge on her, by the way, and a pair of Christmas Cookie Monster pajama pants. It's May, by the way.
Okay, can you get out all of your narration so I can have a few hours of peace at school?
Nope. Thank you for requesting ever so kindly, though. Leora finally leaves her mess of a room and walks downstairs into the huge dining/kitchen space in her mom's penthouse. She walks over to her fridge and gets her leftover pizza and eats in cold as she leaves for school.
Hey, Mom, I'm leaving now.
Bye, hon. Have fun. Remember, it's a half day.
Bye, Leora's mom.
Bye, narrator.
Leora walks down to her meeting spot with her loser friends. She comes to stop as she sees Angelo DeStefano. His parents are the CEOs of Mr. Clean, the theater freak who, on occasion, is slightly humorous. He lives off constant drama and likes to meddle in teachers' love lives. Strengths can make any teacher talk about themselves instead of teaching. Weaknesses, the fitness grand pacer test.
In my defense, that test was genuinely traumatizing.
Elliot Hamilton. Yes, he's the son of the most goated F1 driver ever. He's cool and is Angelo's sidekick in making teachers not teach. Is a slight scaredy cat. Strengths. Can get free tickets to a Grand Prix anytime. Weaknesses. Driving go-karts. Ironic, I know.
Okay, but everyone who goes go-karting and actually goes full speed are playing with their lives.
Adrian Christian Hernandez, or as the locals call him, A.
Eagle catching ball. I caught that reference. That's not actually his name, by the way.
Anyways, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, Adrian Brooks Shakespeare, yes, he's related to the William Shakespeare. He has the vocabulary of a 7-year-old boy who read a dictionary once and remembers unimportant words. Strengths, can get out of anything because he's related to Shakespeare. Weaknesses is scared of employment.
Ow, sorry, that word scares me.
Isla Johnson. She's related to Dwayne The Rock Johnson, in case you are wondering. She's super nice and has never done anything mean in her life. Strengths, hair smells good, mostly. Weaknesses, needs glasses, never wears them.
I can see just fine.
Charlotte Taylor, daughter of Elizabeth Taylor. She's a super awesome actor like her mom, and is really cool and is slightly out of touch, but other than that, she's amazing. Strengths, can buy anything. Weaknesses, out of touch.
I thought everyone had a vacation home.
Leora Woods, daughter of the legendary Elle Woods. Super nice and funny, chronically online. I will say, she is very loud. Strengths, can wear pajamas anywhere and look put together. Weaknesses, beetles.
They are so scary, bro.
They all start walking to their rich kid private school. For once in their lives, they walk silently.
They're not silent. They're doing their Snapchat streak. I'm not.
To continue, please purchase Premium Play exclusive membership now at the low cost of a scroll of infinity from the pits of the underworld, the heart of Tafiti, Alexander Hamilton's toenail, a scarf, and 98.76% of your soul. No less, no more. Catch the steal of a price now. Membership does not include membership, the rest of the play, or any other info on the play.